Yo, hello to the Abbas Wahab Show episode one. Thank you for tuning in. This is a continuation of the Immigrant Section podcast, which went 200 episodes strong, which you should be able to find on YouTube on this very channel that you're watching this. I appreciate y'all. That ended exactly 1 year ago today. This was not by design for me to pick back up in exactly a year. To be honest, when I ended, I had no idea what I would do. I hit a limit creatively with the Immigrant Section. 200 episodes, that's one a week for 4 years. That's a lot. That's a lot of immigrant-related content, motherfuckers. I was at my wit's end, to be honest, because I didn't know it when I started the show, but it's very limiting to do this Immigrant Section idea. You know, at the time, it made a lot of sense. I was very new in comedy. I started it in 2019, pretty much my third year of comedy. And I called it the Immigrant Section because I explained this a million times, but, you know, there was a section of my high school where all the immigrants would hang out and everyone just called it the Immigrant Section. You know, even white people. It wasn't even like a joke. It was just like, yo, did you see Carl? Oh, yeah, it was in the Immigrant Section. Oh, okay, sick. And then, like, it wasn't like, ooh, Immigrant Section. Like, nothing like that. And then, you know, at a time when you needed kind of an angle, right? I didn't really have my voice or what I wanted to talk about or anything. I was just like, oh, I'll do the Immigrant Section. And it was amazing. I had amazing guests. I had great episodes. People still, this whole year that it's been down, people have been listening to it, pressing. I see there's traffic on the videos, but the audio has just been kind of going for, like, I just got a freaking, there's something called Chartables, which kind of tells you about, like, what's going on in your, yeah, your boy's high level at that, too. Well, I think I deleted it. They tell you what's going on as far as, like, listenership, and it's just been, for some reason, Turkey comedy interviews, your boy's spiking. Did not post an episode in 52 weeks. Turkey just found out about me, you know? And if you listen out in Turkey and want to hook your boy up with a nice hair transplant, holla at your boy. Hit me with that promo code. Yo, imagine this takes off to the level that I'm selling Turkey promo code soon. Man, that's goals right there. That is goals right there. But yeah, this is episode one. It's not always going to be. In fact, it's rarely going to be a solo episode. It's just that's one thing I regretted last time I did the Immigrant Section is I never could do a solo episode just because I was just kind of afraid, like, oh, they won't like, you know what I mean? They don't want to just hear me direct, but, you know, years of watching Theo Von just fucking ramble. You're like, okay, you know, at least I could say something for 10 to 15 minutes at least. At the end of the day, there's a lot of motherfuckers doing solo episodes, right? Out there, the Tim Dillons, the Theos, the Bill Burrs, obviously. That's not necessarily what I'm going for, but I don't want to be limited by having to have a freaking guest, because so many times with the Immigrant Section, yo, people flop. Keep in mind, this is a two-bit operation. I'm doing everything, right? I'm scheduling everything, and it's just local comedians and actors. They flop half the time. So a lot of times, I'm just quickly getting my on-call boys, you know, Edward Kim, now Bongon Kim. So the one guy, comedian Edward Kim, I don't know why I'm going into Edward, but anyways, he went back to his original name, Bongon Kim, which is good move, Edward, if you're watching this, or Bongon. Jordan Paul Chico, Amish Patel, you know, Hassan Shodri, a lot of guys that were on many times. They were kind of like the on-call guys. So I'd have a lot of guests flop, and I have to be like, I'd have to scramble and call them, and they would come, like, you know, they maybe would have to do it at midnight just to get it out. I don't want to do that this time. So this time, if someone flops, then it'll be a solo episode. A lot of time I'm on the road, I'm in a hotel, I don't have access to a guest. In those scenarios, I don't want to be able to be like, oh, I can't go, I can't talk alone, right? No, fuck that shit. I'm going to do my thing, right? So this will be a podcast. If you're listening to this on audio right now, I appreciate you. I'm not starting a new RSS feed, like a whole new thing. This will still be, for all of those of you who did not unfollow the Immigrant Section, I appreciate you. So this should just pop back up as the Abbas Wahab Show. Zero limitations now, because there's a lot of sick comedians in town, you know, white guys specifically, that they didn't want to do it because, like, they're like the Immigrant Section, you know what I mean? I'm just like straight up like a Canadian guy, you know what I mean? And like my parents are Canadian or whatever the fuck. And if you go back, obviously Irish, Scottish, something, couple times I'd get them like some of the guests. They're like, you know, I'm three generations Irish. Then we'd kind of like, I don't want any of that. Just let's shoot the shit. Let's talk. I heard this podcast thing is popping off, so I wanted to get in on the ground floor, you know, before it really takes off. You know what I mean? Before it's saturated, right? I want to get in. One of the first podcasts is what me and other stupid people would say. But I'm amped. You know, I'm filming this in the studio as we speak. This is going to be a shorter ep, just kind of like the inaugural episode. Like, I'm back, motherfuckers. It's crazy, though. I was looking at the last episode I posted, and it was almost to the day. I think it was March 27th or 28th, 2023. Exactly 1 year ago today. I had no idea. I thought I was hanging up the gloves. You know, 200 episodes, you edit the videos yourself. You do everything. That's a lot of work. I know a lot of people, especially on the YouTube front, if you're watching, I appreciate you right now. But, you know, for YouTube to keep people's attention, you got to pop. You got to have, they call it event changes, right? So you got to go, ooh, ah, ee, ooh. You know, you got to like zoom in and be like, what? And like put a what with a question mark on it. This is how you retain like the new millennials, right? Because they're not going to be able to just watch me talk like this. And a lot of people won't. But I'm trying to figure out what to do with guests because, you know, I think I'm still going to go one camera because I don't want this to be like some, like Shane and Gillis, Shane and Keeve's secret podcast. They just do one camera. You zoom in as needed, you know? Like the idea with a lot of these podcasts, you know, I listen to Bad Friends, Neil Brennan's Blocks, which is such a good podcast. If you're a stand-up comedian and you're not listening to Neil Brennan's Blocks, you got to listen to that podcast. So good. But, you know, you just put it on as far as video is concerned. If he has like Bill Burr on or something, I'll put it on in the background. I'll chill a little bit. I don't think a lot of people are fully watching it. So with the immigrant section, I remember I was like, I was spending so much time editing. And it's like, why? For what? For what? A lot of you are listening to this. Most of the traffic is always audio. I know that. So it's like, I ain't breaking my back. I want to keep it simple so it never ends. The idea is that this one, it ain't ending, baby. The Abbas Wahab Show. When you Google Abbas Wahab for fucking tickets or whatever the hell, the show will pop up too. Now you don't have to know about the immigrant section. See, that's all about that SEO. That's that engineering mindset right there. You know, the big plan. I'm recording on the SM58. I got no sponsors whatsoever. And I never achieved a sponsor in 200 episodes of the immigrant section, which is pretty crazy if you think about it. I mean, somebody, Manscaped gave me a trial. This is actually true. So Manscaped gave me a trial. They sent me like the lawnmower 2.0. Now it's probably like 7.0 or whatever, the lawnmower nano turbo, whatever the hell they're on now. But they sent me the whole kit, like ball conditioner. Literally, it was like a vial of ball. I'm like, who the fuck? Who's using ball conditioner? How dry are your balls when you're getting serums for your balls? Manscaped, who's using that? And if you want to sponsor me, please email me, abbaswahab.contact@gmail.com. I cannot stress that enough. I am willing and able. Please. I have a small but strong viewership / listenership that I'm more than willing to exploit for your financial gain. If you're watching Manscaped, I'm looking right into the camera for those of you who are just listening. But they sent it and they're like, okay, here's your trial. Plug away. And we will, if we get 10 people to buy, then we'll sponsor you. And I don't know what the money was going to be, but that was the thing. So I had some, I'm like, yo, people are going to buy, you know what I mean? Yeah, hell yeah, Manscaped, you know, code immigrant, whatever it was. I told a couple of my boys, I'm like, yo, you guys got to order this, like, order this thing. So help me get to this 10, right? So I figured I'd have some people like organically get it. And then my friends, three of my friends got it. And then I remember like after the month or 2 months, whatever the period was, the people, like the liaison was like, yeah, you had three purchases. I'm like, looks like it's not time for your boy. Maybe the product fit, whatever, wasn't good. Who cares? The point is, I'm not on here trying to move products. Unless it's tickets, by the way, which this is going to come out every Tuesday from now on. It'll vary video-wise. I try to drop it for noon. Watch it when you can. Listeners, I'll put it like midnight, like Tuesday. So it'll, you know, morning drive. I know that's when a lot of people do this shit. So I'm going to try to have it ready for y'all 6 a.m. roughly on Tuesday mornings. Brothers and sisters out there who are fasting Ramadan, my thoughts go out to y'all. I appreciate y'all. Ottawa, March 28th, pull up. Yuck Yucks, Ottawa. We are pulling up, myself and Jordan Paul Chico. I'm excited about that. Tickets still left, so that's going to be. And then it's going to be a long weekend too, so kick it off nice. Friday is off. You might as well just come to the show. If you're fasting Ramadan, you know, enjoy it. And if you're not, get hammered. Get hammered, you know, 3, 4, 5 drinks. Hey, what I'm learning is these comedy venues, you know, they want people to drink. It's a bar at the end of the day, right? That's really what it is. We're bringing an act in. And so different audiences are different drink levels, right? Like Ottawa has a lot of Muslims. So it's like I did it with one venue. It wasn't Ramadan. No one's going to be like people, even the drinkers, the Muslim drinkers have extra shame. So they're not going to be doing nothing. And good for you in the eyes of the Lord. But I remember I did one venue where I had a lot of Muslims specifically come to that show. I'm not saying that's my only audience, but I remember the bar. We were supposed to do a bar deal. Like, as long as you exceed like 700 in bar sales or whatever, which is pretty standard if you get like 140 people. It was struggle. That I had to pay out of like, it was a whole thing. But usually people are drinkers. So, hey, if you're at a comedy club, just remember, the more you drink, the more the venue appreciates that specific comedian. They go, damn, these people got lit. Abbas Wahab, he got some partiers that are fans of his shit. So keep that in mind. And then March 30th, Montreal at the Improv Montreal. I'm excited. And actually March 29th, I'll be doing a bunch of sets throughout Montreal, the Comedy Nest, etc. I'm excited, man. Freaking random snow came, a little bit of winter came, and then it's all melting right away. Spring is breaking out. I'm watching. I'm looking outside a window right now and seeing all this snow melt. And guys, I'm not going to lie, it's making my dick a little hard. Just a little hard. I got a chub, a halfway chub, and I'm amped. I could barbecue season's around the corner, boy. Ooh! I learned how to make a brisket last year. I've just been thinking about brisket all freaking winter, man. Just, oh, I got to make a smoker. I want to learn how to weld. I learned how to weld MIG and TIG back in grade 10 auto, but, you know, engineering took over, life took over, all that shit. But now I think I'm going to get a welder back, try to make a little smoker. I don't know what's going to happen, but your boy's got that brisket mindset. I'm excited. Wow. Looking back at this year, it's been crazy. A whole year I've just been focusing, been touring like crazy, content. I'm like the content guy now. You know, I saw a comment the other day, goes, bro, you're killing it, man. Next thing is stand-up. I'm like, that's my 8th year of stand-up. It's, a video can go way further. Well, specifically for me, obviously, a lot of people have had very viral stand-up videos, and I've had one or two, but I don't know. It's these, you know, marketing and job interviews. All these videos have gone a lot further for me specifically, even though I perform every single night. I write. That's my main focus. All of my online content efforts are freaking commercials for you to come see me live. That's the way I look at it. If you look at the captions, it's always like, you know, something related to the video. But then it's also like Ottawa, March 28th, Montreal, March 30th. Holla at your boy, you know, but sooner or later, it's going to happen, you know. Be patient. Took a while, spent a lot of money, but your boy got approved to work and perform in the United States of America. Right now, it's a question of bookings, etc. Now, it's a whole new beast, but I've unlocked it. I look at life as like a game, and I spent like 10 grand a year and a half, but now like, imagine Super Smash Bros. When you like unlock a level and like goes from like kind of opaque and like dull to like vibrant, and now you can click it. That's how I look about. That's how I look at America. Like, ooh, I unlocked America. So now I can go. I can live there. I can do my thing. But I'm trying to line up. The plan actually is to move to New York City later this year in the fall before the election. Here's the thing. I'm not the political guy, but this is my theory. All right. My theory is that Donald Trump is going to win. And as you may know, for a lot of you who don't know my background, which I'm going to assume you don't, I have an engineering degree. I worked as an engineer in the United States for 3 years, 2 in Michigan, 1 in California. When I was in the States, Trump was elected and he enacted the travel ban, which chose 7 lucky countries. And your boys from Sudan, that's how a lot of Americans even learned about Sudan is from the freaking travel ban. You know? Anyways, long story short, we actually got a letter. The HR sent a letter to all the employees saying, due to the recent travel ban, the following employees should refrain from all international travel. And then it was just only my name, which was like, it's a huge company. But I couldn't leave. I couldn't enter. So now, whether he wins or not, I'm going to be ready. So I would like to be in America before the potential change of leadership, because that one blew my mind, because it's not based on the passport you hold. It's based on where you're born. So I came to Canada in 97. I'm born in 91. 6 years old, I came to Canada, right? And I entered America at 2014. So at this point, I'm 23 years old. And this travel ban is relative to where you're born. So I was just like, I couldn't leave. I couldn't. So now I'm just like, who, you know, he probably won't do the same thing, right? He'll switch it up, you know, he'll do some apprentice fire thing. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's flimsy. So I'm like, I want to be in the States before the change, potential change of leadership, right? Obviously, I can't vote. I don't care to vote, any of that stuff, blah, blah, blah. But I'm freaking excited, man. This has always been the dream, and it's freaking materializing. All the numbers are, and the socials are growing. People are asking me. By the way, if you go on my site and click, and I'll put it in the description. Really help me. This is actually, you would do me a solid here. It's called Tell Me Where to Come Next. And if you are in the States and in Canada too, States specifically, because I want to plan this next tour around America, just click that, drop your email and drop the city. That gives me like, that lets me hit the ground running. So when I plan, so when I have like, if I have like, it's kind of like, remember back in the day when a network would get a complaint letter, each letter represented 1,000 people. I look at it kind of like that. So it's like in Canada, Calgary, Vancouver, Toronto, these are my biggest markets where it's like, I'll get, you know, a lot of emails from these places. So it's like for every email I get, I think, okay, that's like 10 people that'll show up. So right now I know a lot of people specifically in North Carolina fucks with what I do from the immigrant section, from what I do. I think there's mad Sudanese there or something. North Carolina, Raleigh, all these places. Let's see. North Carolina. North Carolina. Yeah, I think there's Africans there. Durham, Greensboro. Yeah. Charlotte. Yeah. You know what's funny is I went to Greensboro back in the engineering days. That's where Volvo's headquarters was. And I went and did some freaking meeting there and got sniped, yo. They don't play around, Volvo. Those Swedes, they engineer on a different level, man. I was outside my wheelhouse, let's just say that. But yeah, I don't know what it is. Virginia, I think there's a lot of people that specifically vibe with. But hey, long story short, I'm rambling. Click the link. Whether you're LA, Seattle, Portland, Boise, Dallas, freaking Key West, you know what I mean? Myrtle Beach, baby, holla at your boy. Click that thing. So every link, every email I get, I'm like, okay, maybe I can get 10 people out. So if I get 10 emails, that's 100. At this point, I'm just trying to find venues. And actually, I'm trying to get a U.S. booker, to be honest. That's another hurdle. It never ends, man. You know, life is like a game. You got to keep unlocking these freaking quests and whatnot. But I'll leave that up to me. The biggest thing you can do for me is just drop that, put your name in there. That's a huge help. And the city that you're in, that gives me an idea of what markets fucks with your boy, right? I got a nice hour of comedy, y'all, honed from 2 years of incubating in Canada, trying to unlock America. Let me hit you with it, y'all. It's going to be sick. And if you're listening on audio, this is episode one. So to make this thing kind of trend and everything, hit it with 5 stars. If you're going to hit it with 4, don't even hit it. In fact, why are you listening? If this is a 4 to you, okay. If it's a 4, hang out. Maybe it'll get to a 5, right, in your mind. But if it's a 3-piece, yo, what? If you don't fucks with it, I'm being honest. I'm being direct. I'm being 100% freaking sincere in this bitch. If that's a 3 to you, peace. You're not going to like it. People are like on the car like, man, this guy's really falling apart now. But yeah, hit it with 5 stars, Apple and Spotify specifically. If you're on Google Podcasts, I don't know what you're doing with your life, you know. what's the other one? What do I listen on? Anyways, whatever you're on, hit it with 5 stars. Let this thing be visible to people. The Abbas Wahab Show. Who the hell is Abbas Wahab? You know? And what's sick is the immigrant section, all the 200, I'm not getting rid of them. So those will be there for posterity. I don't know if I'm using that word correctly. Let's just assume I am. And yeah, they're not going anywhere. So they're there. If I ever reference an episode, it's always going to be scroll down. I'm gonna name this as episode one, but the episode right before this is called Farewell. This one I'm probably going to name it like I'm back or something like that. I'm back, Neilga. One more time. Let's hit that just for the boys back home that enjoy the Boondocks. We like to have fun with that. Hopefully Google don't flag your boy. Yeah. Wild times, man. My next guest next week is going to be Cat Williams. So that's exciting. He's got more people to shit on in the industry. I'm looking forward to that. Burning some bridges before I even enter America. I'm excited about that. But yo, I am super excited about going to see Cat Williams live in Nashville. I've always loved Nashville, Tennessee. In the engineering days, the plant I worked at was in Gallatin, Tennessee. I worked in the engineering sales office in Troy, Michigan, outside Detroit, but I would always go to Tennessee for like, not just excuses. Every time a supplier came to visit, I was like, oh, I should be there as well. And they're like, I don't know if that's necessary. We got manufacturing engineers down there. I'm like, no, it's, I was a program manager. I was like, oh, no, you know, I just really want a finger on the pulse of my program. I wouldn't even stay in Gallatin. I'd have a hotel in Nashville. I spent my nights in Nashville. Oh, I love Nashville, Tennessee. That's the plan is after like 4 or 5 years of New York, go to New York, get passed in the Comedy Cellar, become a bona fide professional stand-up comedian in the eyes of American audiences. Move to Nashville, Tennessee with my lady. Get freaking house, have a yard, weld a nice smoker together, or just end up buying one because I'll probably flop on the whole welding thing. I follow through is not my strongest whatever. See that? See how I didn't even follow through on that? But Nashville is awesome. I spent a lot of time in Nashville. You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about this the other day. It's funny when you look back years ago, 2015, I think it was. I was trying to find weed in Nashville, and there's like a really big known bar, Acme or something like that. If you're familiar with Tennessee, you'll know what I'm talking about. And I asked the bartender, and she said, oh, yeah, we got, but all of the... I didn't know this at the time, but all the service industry, they all go and party on Mondays. They work the weekends, so Mondays is kind of like the service industry fun day. So I go to, she's like, yeah, hang out, and all the people are going to this bar afterwards. Like, she was finishing a shift at 9 or 10. I just asked her. It wasn't even like, hey, what's your name? It was just like, hey, I'm just looking for fucking weed. You know, this is before legalization. I don't even know if Tennessee is legal now, which is crazy. But I'm standing outside. I'm waiting. It's like 9 now. I'm trying to kill an hour. I see this lady, and I forget if I asked her for the time or she asked me for the time. I forget what I don't know why I would ask her for the time because I had my phone on me. So let's say she asked me for the time. Older black chick, not even older, like mid 30s at the time. Keep in mind, I was like 24 or whatever. And it turns out we'd start talking. I'm killing time. We're just having. So this is all true. So it turns out she's a former stripper. Right? She had the bunda to back it up. Let's just say that. She was thick in the back, dump truck stuff. You know what I mean? Physically, there was, it was not a stretch what she was saying. Let's just say that. By the way, those of you who are fasting Ramadan, I appreciate you and your commitment to.
The hellfire.
So she starts telling me all of these stories. She tells me 3 stories. She hooked up with Kevin Hart, Allen Iverson, and Floyd Mayweather, all right? And, like, again, this is stripper lore, so I don't know. The Kevin Hart story, the long and short of it is Kevin Hart came from an all-white celebrity party, and she used to work at whatever the big Miami one is, King of fucking Diamonds or whatever. For those of you in the stripper culture, go ahead and drop a comment. Let me know what I'm talking about. You know, actually, biggest Miami Studipakarabadu. Tootsies, that's like some straight up every Drake lyric. Get at Tootsies getting shoulder rubs. Ooh. One of these is called King of Diamonds or Queen of Spades. I don't know, some sort of card reference. She was there. Kevin Hart apparently comes from a celebrity party in all white, and she's dancing on him. And she said she was just about to leave, and they're like, oh, Kevin and his crew is coming. Apparently, he comes in his pants. And then his Spanx, these are all the Red Cup boys. Apparently, again, you don't know to believe this shit or not. Apparently, he comes in the booth and brings Kevin a replacement pair of white pants, the exact pair of white pants, which if it was any other color pants, I'm like, who's leaving the house with two pairs of identical pants? But white pant is the only one where I would be like, I believe that. Because, you know, it's prone to getting dirty, baby. And it's L.A. or not L.A. It's like a celebrity party. So it's like, this is a thing they do. I don't know if this is all, if there's already like red flags of lying in this. That was one. Second one, she said Allen Iverson came into a strip club she was working at and he was wearing 7 Rolexes, apparently. 3 on one hand and 4 on the other. Now, when she said 3 and 4, naturally, I did the quick math. 7, that added up. In my mind, that was good enough to believe it, right? I'm like, 3 plus 4 is 7. No further questions. Man, it's like the worst fucking worst lawyer of all time. Worst the cross-examination. 3 and 4 makes 7. She's right. Let the record state that she's not lying. I was thinking, like, are they all set to different time zones? Like the stock exchange or some sort of like post office? But, you know, when she's telling this type of story, you can't stop and be like, well, were they all different time zones? Anyway, she hooked up with him. And then she said Floyd Mayweather, she went back to his place. They fucked. And in the morning, apparently he just had wads of cash on the end tables and like night tables throughout the house, which is very Floyd Mayweather-y thing. Huh? That's his decor. It's just kind of like it literally 10,000, like a 100 band of tens or hundreds. And apparently when she left, he just gave her 10 grand. Like he just gave her 100, one of those. Now at this point, it was about an hour had passed and I was like, all right, well, miss, this is true. She started getting like frisky and stuff. But at this point, I'm just like, I don't know. I was a little pussy, to be honest with you. She clearly wanted to do some stuff. And I was like, I'm just waiting for weed, miss. I'm just waiting for weed. And I ended up leaving and going and finding that other bar, linked up with those, all the serving industry. They gave me weed. We rolled up. We started chatting and everyone was kind of like friends with everyone. I was like some outsider that just came for weed, so I was like not that embraced at all. And as we were smoking weed, I was just remember sitting there, we were like in a patio, 3 other people, barely know them, we're just having pleasant conversation, and I was just like should have probably banged that stripper. What are you going to do, though? What are you going to do? You know, I was freaking young and dumb and very afraid. And I'm prone to overthinking everything. And I was like, oh, Iverson and all these. I don't know. She's going to have syphilis. I don't know. Fucking Iverson. That's gonorrhea, at least Mayweather. I don't know. It was fear. I should have done it. All right. And that to me is Nashville, Tennessee, baby. Ooh, Aladdin's hookah right across Samurai Sushi. Man, what a good time. Vanderbilt. But anyways, long story short, this is the longest story, not short, by the way. I can't stress that enough. I'm going to see Cat Williams live 420 this April in about less than 4 weeks, 3 weeks away. Me and my lady driving down Nashville, hang out a couple nights, see him at that Bridgestone Arena, which I don't personally like arena comedy. You know, I've seen a lot of it. And after I saw, what was it, Burr or Sebastian recently in Toronto, even though it was a great show, I was just like, this is just not. And a lot of these guys, they swear by it. Oh, man, in the round, it's so intimate because everyone can see each other. Yeah, but I mean, I'm looking at the Jumbotron. It's like there's a disconnect. But I understand it. Just the magnitude of your draw, the economics of it. You can't. What are you going to be doing? A freaking 4,000 seater like 10 times? No, you're going to do 2 shows of the arena and get the hell out of the town. That's what you're going to do. But I'm like, I don't like it, but you know what? After this freaking Cat Williams Shay interview, I'm like, I gotta go see my homie live. I've never seen him live. I think Pimp Chronicles is one of the best specials of all time. To me, that's the bar of like, before I put anything out, I'm always like, that's the bar, you know? That is the density. He makes great points. It's not just silly. That's one of the highest levels. So I'm super excited. I'm trying to keep my expectations a little low because it's in an arena, right? But you know what? I just want to hear how he'll end up addressing what happened with the Club Shay Shay interview. And, you know, just freaking have some great brisket out there. Enjoy my barbecue situation. It'll be like nice and like 420 in Tennessee. That's like a taste of pure summer here in Ontario, like Toronto. So you'll just get a little taste of motherfucking the summer and come back up and continue trying to find and trying to set up this run for America, America, America. Fuck yeah. I'm a kick. This freaking YouTube is gonna America. Fuck yeah. YouTube is gonna flag this for sure. There's just too much that I'm taking away from
it. Adulting can be offside.
Why do I pay the same for car insurance?
Oh my god. How, by the way, do you remember when everyone was on YouTube like, yeah man, fuck commercials, it's all about YouTube, and then slowly YouTube started having stuff and like they're like, just use ad blocker, your ad blocker sucks. And then now you can't, there's really no ad blocker anymore. They don't really even let you see. It's worse than anything before. And they'll tell you, they'll be like, this is one of five. You're like, fuck, just bring back TV. America. Don't flag me, YouTube. Anyways, again, this is just the inaugural episode. Next episode, I'm gonna have a guest. I'm usually gonna have a guest, but this has been fun. And, leave a comment. Let me know. You know what I mean? For all of you on the audio, obviously, just hit me with the 5 stars. I appreciate that. That'll keep some traffic going for me. You know, kick things off nice with the podcast. And then here on YouTube, I'm going to keep dropping these clips. Random, whatever I think is funny in my head, I'm going to put it out. A lot of it's bombing, but some of it does good. Some of it does pretty good. And every now and then, I'm going to give you some polished stand-up. Hopefully next year, I'm going to put out my next special, and I'm gonna make that. I could have done one this year, but I don't want to undercook it. You know, I want to brew it and make sure it's nice and baked when I put it out. I want the next one to really make a dent in YouTube, hopefully, and facilitate some good touring for your boy. But this is me, Boss Wahab Show, episode 1. I'm signing out. I appreciate y'all. There is no jingle as of yet. I don't know if I'll have one, but in the end, I can always just end with this because the tab is already open. YouTube, again, please don't flag your boy. And I appreciate y'all for coming through the Abbas Wahab Show every Tuesday, happening from now on. Leave a link. Tell me what city to come to. Press 5 stars and do the rest. Wait. No, that's not good. You gotta sit. You gotta. America, fuck yeah.